President Biden will spend a lot of July campaigning. Today he will be in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. He will also sit down for an interview about his future with ABC's George Stephanopoulos today. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer becoming Britain's first prime minister from the Labour Party in more than 14 years, saying outside 10 Downing Street.
Changing a country is not like flicking a switch. The world is now a more volatile place. This will take a while. But have no doubt that the work of change begins immediately.
Labor Department out with June unemployment numbers. They've been expecting 190,000 jobs created. It was 206,000. This is ABC News. Meta's competitor to Twitter, Threads, is 1 year old today.
Threads was extremely popular at launch. It reached 2 million users in its first 2 hours, more than 100 million in just 5 days. App downloads leveled off somewhat after that, but even still, Threads has enjoyed pretty consistent growth. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg posted this week that it now sees 175 million monthly active users. It's still a loss leader for the company, but according to The Verge, teams at Meta are considering incorporating ads sometime in 2025. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A 75-year-old American swimmer celebrated the 4th of July in Paris by taking a swim in the Seine River on Thursday. Joel Strat McClure said he was impressed with the progress in cleaning up the river for the Olympic Games later this month. Paris hopes to hold Olympic swimming events in the river. After that swim, regional authorities released data showing the water quality has improved. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
All right, we'll get the rest of the news in a moment. Time to talk sports, though. We've got our 98Q sports reporter, Mr. Mike Clemens, joining us. Mike, how you doing today?
Hang on.
For some reason, my phone is freaking out here. Hang on. Got you now. There you go.
Now you sound like connected. There
All right. How are we doing today, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
How was your fourth yesterday?
Yeah. Good. I came down. I'm originally from Beloit. This is where I went to high school. So
yeah.
I went and saw the Beloit Janesville Symphony under a pavilion by the lagoon by the mighty Rock River, followed by fireworks.
Nice. Symphony and fireworks together. Very nice.
Pretty good deal.
Very nice. Well, the Brewers are out west, took on the Rockies. Not a very good team. Split with them. Now they got the Dodgers coming up here. Still banged up, but still managing to stay in first in a pretty bad division, right? so they're
all
right.
I guess it's a bad division. So last night the Brewers are at Coors Field in Denver, and it was a 7-10 start here in Wisconsin, 6-10 out there. Played the game, and then afterwards they had a nice fireworks display for the fans and players, and maybe the families had come along there in Colorado. Pat Murphy was, you know, as much as he likes to have fun and pull pranks and all that, he doesn't take losses well. And here's a team, the Rockies, that are in last place in their league and struggling. However, the Brewers went to Denver this week, and when they got that first win in this series, it was the first time that the Brewers organization had had a win. They had six consecutive losses in their last couple of trips to Denver, and it's part of it is that Mile High thing. You know, the air is thinner there.
Yeah.
And it's tough, particularly on a pitcher going seven innings. Colin Ray had a great performance the other night against them. But against, you know, they should have gotten 3-1 or maybe swept them, and they ended up having to split with the Rockies because, in part, one of the things was that they were short last night in bats. The Rockies jumped out to a 3-0 lead, and Brewers couldn't quite catch up. They ended up losing 4-3 last night in that game. So now they open up this series tonight against the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium against another really good team, the leaders in the West Division.
Yeah, going out west, 9-10 will be first pitch with the Brewers. That division doesn't have all the Cardinals, I guess, are over 500. Are the Cardinals better now? They were horrible last year. Are they going to give the Brewers a little bit of run, you think, this year?
Yeah, but you know, the team, Joel, that I would keep looking over my shoulder is the Reds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, and then with that Eli DeCruz guy, he is so fast, he's so versatile. I still think that they've got some weapons there. But I haven't had a chance to watch many Cardinal games in the last 2 or 3 weeks. But just watching their results.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing too, is that when the Brewers come back from the All-Star break in a couple of weeks, They're going to play the Cubs again. Cubs managed to get a win yesterday, 10-2. I think it was against the Phillies at Wrigley Field on the 4th of July. But, you know, what's just amazing is how flat the Cubs have been. The good starting pitching, bad closers. I've covered that series when, you know, the Cubs were in Milwaukee, and I didn't recognize this Craig Counsell. I mean, he looked like a first-year manager ever, deer in headlights.
Really?
Like, he just can't figure out what's going on, why his team is so flat. And you know something? You walk in that clubhouse before the game, and it's flat. I don't understand what's going on with the Cubs organization, and I don't think Counsell does either. And I think the funniest line I've seen has been, you know, maybe the Cubs should have kept David Ross as a manager, and all that money they spent on Counsell should have been spent on the closing pitcher.
Yeah. Well, the Brewers' starting rotation continues to rotate, to say the least. They did get a trade in to kind of add to their staff, though, right?
They did. They, you know, they had to because, Holly, again, more and more of these injuries. We talked about Robert Gasser and how promising he was. Now he's gone for over a year with the Tommy John surgery. Brandon Woodruff is out. Wade Miley is out. So Joe Turner is another one that they had to put on. Joe Ross put on 60 IL. So right now the starting pitchers are Freddie Peralta, good fastball pitcher, 6 foot, really a great upper body build. Colin Ray, who had a good night the other night, like 7 innings pitched, good command guy. Colin's like 6'5". And then probably the next guy after that, this guy, they just picked up this Dallas Keuchel, former Twin. He's like 36 years old. He's been there. He knows it. He's got kind of a high ERA, but usually he can figure out how to get out of some of those, two outs and two men on situations. And then they just made a trade. They traded a Gregory Berrios, a prospect infielder, to the Tampa Bay Rays for this Aaron Civale. He's 29 years old. Been in the leagues and played with the Tampa Bay Rays. He's going to go against Trevor. He's going to debut for the Brewers tonight against the Dodgers against Tyler Glasgow, who is they were teammates a couple of years ago in Tampa Bay. Okay. So we'll find out what this new right-hand pitcher is. But that's your starting five right now. I mean, this guy's coming off the street. Thank God for Trevor McGill as a closer for the Brewers, because I knew this. When they said, like, in April, Devin Williams, hey, he's got some of these back fractures. Oh, he'll be back in May or June. Mm. Come on. Yeah. No. And here it is, the 4th of July. He's still not back.
Yeah.
So at least Trevor McGill has done a tremendous job filling in as a closer.
Yeah, catching the Dodgers at a little better time. They've been struggling lately. They've lost a couple in a row, and they're not the dominant team they were earlier in the year anyway. So they can get at least one, maybe two out of this thing this weekend. Huh?
Yeah, but, here's what I see every year, and particularly watching Brewers baseball. The Brewers are a young team. They get off to great starts. Then there's the All-Star breaks. And then there's these veteran teams, teams with veterans, like the Cubs, like the Dodgers. Suddenly they put their big boy pants on and come out and start winning, 4 out of 5 games. And they just crush people. And then, younger teams like the Brewers struggle and start having their losing streaks as you get into August and September.
Yeah, still got a nice 6-game cushion. Hopefully that'll be enough. So the Bucks drafted a couple players, and Damon Giannis will be there. The big question is what's the rest of the roster going to look like for the Bucks, right?
There's been these rumors now for 2 or 3 weeks about the Bucks would deal Brook Lopez, who's 36 now, 37 years old. I don't know what their plan was to replace him with what they've currently got on the team, or maybe Pat Connaughton would be dealt, but John Horst came out, and he drafted this A.J. Johnson, a kid from California who had committed to Texas and then sort of the last minute had decommitted and went to go play in one of these G Leagues, a pro league in Australia. Well, he didn't get a lot of playing time there. He played against a guy like 26, 27-year-old guys that are still waiting to get back into the NBA. Some of them are former NBA players. And I asked Horst about that in the press conference. We weren't in Fiserv Forum. That's all locked up for the Republican National Convention. We were across the street at a bar the Bucks set us up in.
That's nice.
And he said the competition he had there was strong, and they're impressed by this kid's speed, his athleticism, what they saw from him in high school, 6'5". And so he would probably be one of those kinds of guards and outside shooters, and hopefully, you know, a good defender. Then they got another kid, this Tyler Smith, and he's 6'11", and he played in the pro leagues as well. He looks like, at 6'11", I think he looks like a forward that they would use. Yeah. Whether or not he could shoot as well as Chris Middleton someday remains to be seen. But, you know, they're prospect guys. And Horst, though, he did a really good job, a convincing job, to say, look, we've got six guys that are NBA starters that we can get to the playoffs with. We've got three more guys that have got now 3 or 4 years' experience, and we're looking for them to break out. Now we just drafted and brought in another two or three more players, you know, including the guy that they picked up in free agency off of the Lakers, struggling Lakers, a free agent, Taurean Prince, who's been in the league about 5 years or so.
Yeah.
And then now we're bringing a couple of these draft picks. And Doc Rivers says, you know, so what do you say to these 19-year-old kids? And he said, compete.
Yeah.
Don't be intimidated by these NBA players that, you know, you're going to be up against in practice. Learn, but, you know, compete. I challenge them every day. So,
well, you know if Damon Giannis are healthy, that you're going to be able to score. So now you got to play some defense, right? Defense was a problem last year.
Yeah, defense is the problem, you know. And you know, you had Patrick Beverley in there, but I don't think they should bring him back after what he did, throwing those balls in the faces of fans.
Yeah,
in frustration. What turned out to be their last game of the season. He's got a 4-game suspension. But yeah, Doc needs to get more guys like that that are in your face defensively to get steals and to, you know, flip the ball over in transition.
Yeah, yeah. If they score, it's a bonus, right? Right. Well, have a great 4th of July weekend, Mr. Clemens. We always appreciate you taking time to join us. T-minus 36 days, by the way, until Packers' first preseason game. So get excited.
But who's counting?
Who's counting? Yes. Talk to you later, Mike. Take care, Mike.
Play
Clemens
at the lake that pays this summer at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Win thousands of dollars instantly on the hottest slot machines in the North Woods or at our sizzling blackjack or poker tables. Don't forget to join the Lake Club and receive up to $200 free play. And download the Lake of the Torches slots app for free online games. Satisfy your appetite with all-you-can-eat buffets or mouth-watering entrees. Then let your night come alive with fabulous entertainment. Summer's more fun at the lake.
Celebrate Lena and Frank Matola's grand opening of Lena's Northern Pines and Resort. Enjoy a fish fry this Friday at 3 p.m., prime rib on Saturday night, and a breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. all weekend. Book one of their lakeside cabins for 4th of July and enjoy DJ Bo Halmer from noon to 6. Open Monday through Friday at 11:30 with great nightly specials. Lena's Northern Pines and Resort is located on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut, Wisconsin, overlooking Butternut Lake.
The VFW Post 5729 and Post 147 invites you out to the Taylor County Fairgrounds in Medford Thursday, July 25th at 7 p.m. for the Grandstand Show, presenting a tribute to the legends of country music featuring Red Higgins and Freedom Train. Advance tickets are $20 and at the gate tickets are $25. Enjoy raffles throughout the evening and proceeds will go to benefit the VFW 5729 building project. Tickets are available at Forward Bank and at Abbey Bank in Medford and Abbotsford.
Unlock big savings and add style and security to your home with Schlage Locks from Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered with more than 200 options of Schlage Locks available. Check out all of the options at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden campaigns in Wisconsin today. White House correspondent Selena Wang is traveling with the president.
And I had a really interesting conversation with Congressman Mark Pocan. He's very, very critical of the campaign. He says they've already been making mistakes by not putting the president out there immediately after that disastrous debate, immediately doing unscripted moments and interviews. He says putting the president in front of a teleprompter in these official events is not the way to allay those doubts and concerns.
Selena Wang reporting. A judge's ruling striking down parts of Wisconsin's Act 10 public union law is likely headed to the state Supreme Court. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost says putting UW police and state troopers in different categories violates the Constitution's guarantee of equal protection. Republicans say the judge is legislating from the bench. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Broomey. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. July 2nd, Senator Tammy Baldwin announced that Wisconsin has officially been selected as a tech hub and is receiving $49 million to grow the state's personalized medicine and biohealth sector. The coveted designation will allow Wisconsin's consortium of 18 public and private partners to boost research and expand lab space and further build out the personalized medicine and biohealth technology sector. Senator Baldwin said, quote, "Today's announcement is proof of what we as Wisconsinites have long known. We have world-class universities, a second-to-none workforce, and a thriving private sector that will drive the next wave of American innovation," end quote. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman issued a statement on the BioHealth Tech Hub Award, stating, quote, "The BioHealth Tech Hub will spark innovation in the area of personalized medicine, and the universities of Wisconsin are poised to help lead," end quote. I'm Austin Bermay, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers split the series in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Colorado Rockies last night 4-3. Milwaukee fell behind early. They also missed some scoring opportunities, leaving base runners in scoring position. The Brewers had snapped a six-game losing streak playing at Coors Field earlier this week, but ended up splitting the four-game series with the last-place Rockies 2 games apiece. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, big picture, you can say, good, we won a couple games here. We've had trouble here. But the truth is, I'm disappointed. You know, we could have won all four games. And that would have put us in a way better position than going forward. I love the way they compete every game, but there was a ton of opportunities tonight.
NFL Quadzilla in the Quad Cities. Packers running back A.J. Dillon competing this week in the John Deere Pro-Am Golf Classic. Dillon on the young receivers on the Packers roster.
Yeah, I mean, these young guys, the young tight ends, the young receivers, you know, the whole story all the time is, oh, the youth. Well, the youth is stepping up and they're looking great, so I'm happy for them.
Training camp starts in about 2 weeks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join Park Falls Waterford as they commemorate World Alzheimer's Day on July 9th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Wear your purple and enjoy a delicious $5 plate lunch featuring pulled pork, baked beans, chips, and dessert. From 4 p.m. to 5:30, groove to live entertainment by Tom Burke. Tour their assisted living facility and Alzheimer's care wing. Meet their caring staff at Park Falls Waterford. Tuesday, July 9th, located on Linden Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Hey folks, it's Big G here at John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin. I just devoured the Saturday night special. Fire roasted prime rib. Picture this, perfectly cooked medium rare prime rib, loaded horseradish potatoes, and a salad bar that's out of this world. Trust me, you've got to try the soups, the crisp greens, and the French dressing. And hey, who can resist those sugar cookies for dessert? Swing by one of my favorite eating spots, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin, for a meal you won't soon forget.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with a chance of an isolated shower or thundershower through about midday and then gradually becoming partly cloudy here this afternoon. Our high today, 71. Tonight, partly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm possible. Our high tomorrow, 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361 State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I talked to Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach recently, and I said, I rarely see boats out on the water anymore when they're fishing for walleyes back trolling. Is this a lost art? I'll tell you what he told me, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Back trolling. Walleye anglers used to do nothing but back troll. They'd get out there in their tiller boats and they'd get on a piece of structure and they'd work those brake lines and they'd catch a lot of fish. I asked Mr. Walleye Gary Roach why I'm not seeing more boats out there back trolling anymore. And he said it's because the boats don't back troll. You need a tiller boat. He said most walleye anglers have upgraded to console boats with bigger engines, and they're using their bow mount trolling motors to maintain position now, and that doesn't constitute a situation where you can back troll. He said, but it's really about precision fishing, and you can precision fish with a console boat that's got a bow mount trolling motor just as easily as you can with a tiller motor that you would back troll with. The key is having good sonars where you can see them and spot the fish and target that particular species, whatever you're fishing, on that particular structure. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love.
98Q Country.
I run from hate. I run from prejudice. I run from pessimists. But I run too late.
I run my life. Or is it running me? Run from my past. I run too fast.
When life's peace.
So I run to you.
Morgan Wallen.
All day long.
98Q Country.
Don't know where you at. Don't know where you been. Don't know nothing about that boy you're into. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can cuss my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like when you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Yeah, are you thinking about me?
Morgan Wallen, 98Q Country. All right, Friday, here we go into a 4th of July weekend. 4th of July was yesterday over there, but 4th of July weekend, here we go. And today, going to be kind of rough, cloudy, just wet the first half of the day. I'm hoping by mid-afternoon we'll see the sun break out. Tomorrow looking pretty good. Sunday, you're going to be probably wrapping things up on Sunday anyway. Sunday, so-so. But tomorrow, definitely the best day of the three. Just going to kind of, clouds just kind of lingering here this morning. We'll get to our news in just a little bit here. Let's do some birthday. Let's jump right into the birthdays. What do you say? And give away a cake. Let's do it. Here we go.
You ready, gang?
I'm ready.
Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker sis boom ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
It's your birthday, give this thing, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, now you're 1 year older.
This is your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. Some local ones and the cake after our celebrities on this 5th day of July. If you're celebrating, the Lady A pianist, David Haywood, is 42 today. Pauly D, after becoming famous in the cast of Jersey Shore, he established a career as a DJ and a recording artist. Pauly D is 44. Eddie Falco. Edie. How about Edie Falco? All right. Well, it's one D. The actress has been a star of a couple of cable series, The Sopranos and Nurse Jackie. Happy birthday, Edie. Goose Gossage, the famous pitcher from the Yankees back in the late 70s, 80s. Ooh, the big stash. He was a very intimidating factor on the mound. The Goose, Rich Gossage, 73 today. Julie Nixon Eisenhower, the 1968, the daughter of one Republican president, married the grandson of another. Well, were you aware of that? I wasn't. I guess I never realized that. So Julie Nixon, the daughter of President Nixon, married the grandson of Dwight D. Eisenhower. Julie Nixon Eisenhower. Learn something new every day. She's 76 today. Judge Joe Brown on TV. I still think doing those. Is he still doing the judge shows? If not, they run in syndication. He's 77 today. Catherine Helmand, the TV actress from Everybody Loves Raymond, Coach. Born on this day, 1929, passed in 2019. And P.T. Barnum from the famous Barnum and Bailey Circus. P.T. Barnum, Phineas Taylor Barnum, circus showman and impresario. Oh, he's a circus guy. P.T. Barnum, born on this day, 1810. He passed back in 1891. Hard to find a good circus nowadays, isn't it?
Hard to do.
Locally, we've got Zach Sharp, who's celebrating a birthday today. That's from Henry, Calvin, Arlo, and Savannah, along with Mom, Dad, and the whole family there. So, Zach, happy birthday. Into the box you go for the cake drawing. And we've got Dan and Julie, the Thompsons, are celebrating an anniversary today from a good friend, a great friend, in fact. They said a great friend. Always good to have a great friend. Always great to have a good friend. In some cases, it's just good to have a friend. All right, here we go. Let's mix them up. Let's give away a cake courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One in Park Falls. All right, we have mixed them all up. There's like 15 in there. I mean, we've probably got more birthdays than we've had in quite a while here.
Lots of birthdays.
They're all mixed, top to the bottom to the top to the sideways. Here we go. And the winner of the cake is going to go to, well, Dan and Julie, who are celebrating an anniversary today. Congratulations to you two. A free cake courtesy of the Bakery Department at Super One here in Park Falls. Let's get you updated twice an hour. News and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Beryl has come ashore just northeast of Tulum, Mexico, in the Yucatan Peninsula. The storm, a Category 2, is moving over land now and will eventually be in the Gulf of Mexico. Folks in and around Corpus Christi, Texas, are getting ready. The White House says President Biden will spend a lot of July campaigning. Today he will be in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. He will also sit down for an interview about his future with ABC's George Stephanopoulos today. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer becoming Britain's first prime minister from the Labour Party in more than 14 years, saying outside 10 Downing Street.
Changing a country is not like flicking a switch. The world is now a more volatile place. This will take a while. But have no doubt that the work of change begins immediately.
Labor Department out with June unemployment numbers. They've been expecting 190,000 jobs created. It was 206,000. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police say they want people to keep looking for Elijah Vu. They say volunteers are one of the key pieces to their investigation. Elijah hasn't been seen since February after spending a few days with his mother's boyfriend. Investigators say the case is at a standstill. 988's been the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number for 2 years, but people in Wisconsin who call only get help 77% of the time. Advocates say helpline operators could be better trained.
988 is a good overall resource for individuals. However, we find that people are frequently put in a position where they have to navigate those calls differently because if they come up with a trigger word, it could end up triggering a wellness check.
Abigail Spangers runs a local helpline in La Crosse. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A family favorite destination is now open again in Chippewa Falls. According to a Chippewa Falls Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department Facebook post, the petting zoo at Irving Park has officially opened for the season. Residents and visitors can visit the petting zoo to see their wide variety of animals up close every day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and the petting zoo will remain open through Labor Day. According to a WQOW report, the animals at the petting zoo are being shared to the park from Outlaw Farms, LLC. Construction on a new 26-acre solar farm is underway in Lake Halley. According to a WEAU report, the town of Halley and village of Lake Halley are working with One Energy Renewables and SolarShare Wisconsin Cooperative on a new solar farm to bring more clean, renewable energy to the area. Construction on the project began in June at the intersection of 143rd Street and 40th Avenue. Xcel Energy says they will purchase power from the solar farm as part of their customer renewable energy programs. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Brewers split the series in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Colorado Rockies last night 4-3. Milwaukee fell behind early. They also missed some scoring opportunities, leaving base runners in scoring position. The Brewers had snapped a 6-game losing streak playing at Coors Field earlier this week, but ended up splitting the 4-game series with the last place Rockies 2 games apiece. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, big picture, you can say, good, we won a couple games here. We've had trouble here. But the truth is, I'm disappointed. You know, we could have won all 4 games. And that would have put us in a way better position than going forward. I love the way they compete every game, but there was a ton of opportunities tonight.
NFL Quadzilla in the Quad Cities. Packers running back A.J. Dillon competing this week in the John Deere Pro-Am Golf Classic. Dillon on the young receivers on the Packers roster.
Yeah, I mean, these young guys, the young tight ends, the young receivers, you know, the whole story all the time is, oh, the youth. Well, the youth is stepping up and they're looking great, so I'm happy for them.
Training camp starts in about 2 weeks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Fifield Congregational Church is having their annual rummage sale this weekend, Friday through Sunday. On Friday, July 5th, it'll be 9 until 4. Saturday, July 6th, also 9 till 4. And on Sunday, July 7th, it'll be 12 until 3:30. So please stop on by and check it out. And also, the church service for Sunday, July 7th will be held at the Fifield Park at 10 a.m. All are welcome to attend.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? More emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's sea to shining sea and water damage as far as the eye can see.
It's America.
It's freshly mowed grass and a fence that was freshly vandalized by a pack of unruly teens.
It's America.
It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with a chance of an isolated shower or thunder shower through about midday and then gradually becoming partly cloudy here this afternoon. Our high today, 71. Tonight, partly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm possible. Our high tomorrow, 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Wow.
Amazing. Love it.
Love it. Love it.
98Q Country.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
Yeah, girl.
Got a little dirt on my boots. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard at loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. So fancy, got a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
Your favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
I love a first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the windows down on a first ride in a paid-up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out and a campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 you on our going down, that's what my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now, and they say, you know, you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way what my world spins around. What my world spins around. Oh yeah. The way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. And I'm wrapped around your finger this ring I'm wearing, and that look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 you on our peace and ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. You're what my world spins around. What my world spins around.
Mr. Jordan Davis at 98Q on a cloudy Friday morning. Sun will make an appearance. We're hoping sooner than later, but probably mid-afternoon or so, which probably means it'll come out here in about 5 minutes. Progressively getting better. Tomorrow should be a beautiful day. Some of the news headlines for this post-4th of July. Not sure if you saw this, but British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. I'm not sure if I'm saying that. Rishi Sunak. He was ousted from office yesterday after the center-left Labour Party won a parliamentary majority. And that happened in the UK, in the United Kingdom yesterday. And on the 4th of July, how dare they? California fires. Almost 30,000 people were ordered to evacuate their Northern California homes. In recent days, wildfires continue to spread near the cities of Orville. Is kind of the main part of that. And a new top dog, a new face. I have not read this story yet, and I'm hoping that the champion will be a pug. A new face hoisted the mustard. Oh, I thought this was a dog. Let me redo this story. I thought this. My wife was watching a dog show on TV last night. And I just assumed that we had like the Westminster Dog Show or whatever going on. When I saw the headline, a new top dog, I thought, well, ooh, my wife was watching that. No, wrong. That was not what this story was supposed to be about. This is about the hot dog eating contest. A completely different thing. So Joey Chestnut was not there. He's won this thing like 48,000 times. But he signed an endorsement deal with a competing company to Nathan. So Nathan's kicked him out of the hot dog eating contest. So a 39-year-old guy ate 51, 10 minutes, 51 hot dogs. Oh, that was the woman's record, 51. The guy, I think, ate like 58 of them or so. Either way, it's just too many. So what they do is they wet down the bun, and most of them don't even chew the hot dog. You know, it's just the wet bun, the hot dog, and then just shoo. I think they may chew it a little bit. I don't think you can have that many hot dogs sitting in your stomach. And what amazed me, I didn't watch the contest, but I just tuned in when it was finished. And they're interviewing the champion. He's standing there being interviewed after winning this championship with 58 hot dogs in his stomach and talking just, you know, just like, oh, well, you know, I've been training and I've lost some. And I love it when they introduce some of the eating contestants. They say, you know, rank number 7th in the world eating rankings. And if they can just, it all just sounds ridiculous. It's amazing as it is ridiculous, these competing contests. What did I hear? This guy who won it, didn't he eat like 50, how many pounds of strawberry shortcake did he eat? Like 20, 30, 80, I don't know what it was. It's just an unfathomable number what these guys do and gals, and they're professional eaters. They travel all around the world and they see how much they can eat of one thing. So 58 hot dogs for the men, 51 for the women yesterday. Safe to say both of those and their other contestants are having a rough day today.
Sometimes your phone breaks.
Ugh. Dude. What the?
Oh, seriously? Hey, life happens, but at Verizon, we got you. Trade in any phone from our top brands in any condition and get a great deal on iPhone 15 with an unlimited ultimate plan. And turn...
no!
Into...
oh, yeah!
Only on Verizon.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545. Or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
I'm going to jump in here quick and chat with Pete from Wheelway because we got a lot of great things going on at Wheelway this summer. Folks need their oil change, Pete. Oil changes have gotten a little bit expensive some places. You guys are doing it right down there. Tell us what you got for oil changes.
Well, we're still holding the price firm. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, and we have many other discounts available going until the end of July.
Now, with summer travel coming up, that oil change includes a complete check over of a lot of different points on the vehicle, right?
Correct. 60-point inspection test. We'll be able to look over the vehicle. The mechanic will let you know exactly if you need air filters, transmission change, many different things that cover that 60-point inspection test.
People should hang on to that flyer, too, that they got, because there's a lot of discounts in that flyer, right?
A lot of savings, absolutely. Many discounts, those coupons end July 31st, pretty much covers everything that your car would need to be fixed and roadworthy. 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Yeah, Pete down at Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin.
Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather-ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text GOOD to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. Shop your boat club located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Mostly cloudy with a chance of an isolated shower or thundershower through about midday and then gradually becoming partly cloudy here this afternoon. Our high today, 71. Tonight, partly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm possible. Our high tomorrow, 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
I'm so much cooler online.
Download our app.
It's Appalicious.
And listen on your phone anytime, anywhere.
And now it's available for everyone.
98Q Country.